IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. You are listening to I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani, a faculty member of the University of Qom. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Dr. Fakhr Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Today we want to talk about an important concept in Islam, and that is waqf, or it's better roughly translated into endowments, Islamic endowment. Let's start first with the definition of waqf and the role that it has in a Muslim land society. Sheikh Rouhani, what is waqf exactly?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Waqf has four rukns or four pillars. Mm-hmm. One is the Sighatul Waqf, the way that you say the wordings of Waqf. Mm-hmm. When you, for example, do Waqf, you have to say special kind of sentences or words according to which you do the Waqf. The second thing is the thing that you do Waqf on, that or that you embow to the others.
Okay.
And so these rukns are important, that should be there. So, and also Waqf is something that you distribute, we can say tharwa, or we can say money among the people freely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
It means it's a kind of distribution of the tharwa among people. So that's why the role of waqf is really significant. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you see that nowadays in modern societies, we have some classes of the people who are so much rich, and then we have numberless people who are homeless people.
Yes.
It seems that this economical system cannot solve the problem of these homeless people.
Yes.
But in Islam, there are some solutions for these kind of problems. One of them is waqf, that when you are, for example, when you have this capacity or capability to do something as waqf, you can do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and help the poor people to get a better, let's say, quality of life.
That's right.
I think that's why waqf is, even nowadays, is very much important, and its role in establishing brotherhood or, like, yes, let's say, a kind of prosperous life for all the members of the society, it is important.
So whatever you have as a personal property can be endowed,
yeah,
in the way of Islam in order to help or contribute to the, we can say, the life and the lifestyle of the people, especially the Muslims in the land, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, because... Okay. If the number of the poor people increase in society,
yes,
of course, the more the numbers increase, the more you will have unsafe kind of society.
Mm-hmm.
Because these poor people will create lots of problems for the rich people.
That's right.
That's why it is a best solution for even for the rich people to have a peaceful life.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Okay, Dr. Fakhwani, what about you, brother? How do you define waqf, and what are the main categories of waqf?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It seems that the basic philosophy behind waqf is that everybody, especially those people who are capable of doing something eternal and good to Muslim community, and I mean in a larger scale to human community, should try to minimize the burden problems of the poor people.
Yes.
For example, when there's a rich person and he is capable of establishing, for example, a school or a library or a hospital, he is encouraged to do so. Granted that rich person pays off his homes annually, or, for example, is attentive to the needs of other people, yet establishing something like, for example, a hospital, a library, a school, or anything else,
yes,
makes it more memorable.
Yes.
And in this way, we find that the air or the condition of larger socio-economic cooperation, mm-hmm, and integrity becomes very much established,
yes,
in that society.
Okay.
Okay,
that's right.
This is one. And another point in this regard is that in the Islamic religion, not only in the, I mean, the individual relation of people with God is emphasized, rather the social integration of people on the one side and their integration and their connection with God is highly emphasized in this regard.
That's right.
So when someone establishes a mosque, mm-hmm. a Hosseiniya, a library,
a hospital, a school, that's right.
Or for example, anything else for public welfare,
yes.
Donates it in the cause of God and for the posterity,
yes.
for the public.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches other people that he hasn't been oblivious of the needs of the of other people.
That's
and
right.
This is one, and another mm-hmm. one is that as people want to be remembered in a good way,
mm-hmm.
We find that the name of the donor is mentioned, and even centuries after, the death of that important person, his name is still shining over.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Especially when it is a school, university, or hospital, we could see the names, we can't say all across. Some of them, of course, we can't say on purpose, do not want their names to be disclosed, and secretly this donation or we can say allocation or endowment is done. But as you said, sometimes the amount of the waqf or endowment or the number of the places, we can say, and the properties are so many that an organization, and in some Muslim lands, we can say a ministry is established in order to take care of the
imam. And to regulate.
And to regulate, in fact, the affairs of the people. It shows important. It's really like a ministry in some of the countries, which shows the importance of the endowment and waqf. And so many people benefit, really. So many Muslims benefit from the endowment. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, what more do you have for us?
Yes, one of the really important points that should be taken into consideration while talking about waqf or khums or zakat, these kind of things,
mm-hmm.
Of course, it's a kind of text kind of system. We consider it like modern kind of text system or taxation. But the main difference here between Islamic kind of texts or this kind of paying khums or zakat, these kind of things, is this, that paying khums, paying zakat, or let's say paying waqf or doing waqf, is a kind of ibadah, is a kind of worship.
Yes.
In addition mm-hmm. to that kind of economical aspect,
yes.
it has a kind of a spiritual aspect and
very
dimension
good.
That should be
very
also taken into consideration. That is why there are lots of rewards
mm-hmm.
for waqf, for the
yes.
one who do waqf.
Yes, yes.
Not only in this life, but also in the hereafter life,
okay.
we have lots of rewards for these kind of people. So that's why sometimes Muslims might ask that, okay, we pay, for example, tax for the governments. Then why should we pay again? Why
yes.
should we do waqf? Why should we pay again khums or zakat?
Okay.
We should remember that this is a kind of ibadah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of worship.
Yes.
So, of course, these mawqufat or these kind of payments that we have,
yes.
of course, they have its own, let's say, earthly effects or kind
yes.
of, in this world, they have
benefits,
its own effects and
right.
benefits.
Yes.
But of course, what matters most here is the hereafter life, that
mm-hmm.
in that life, you will be rewarded. You will be enjoying the, let's say, outcomes of this waqf that you did in this life.
That's right.
For eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
It would be kind of eternal kind of rewards that
yes.
you will receive.
That's right.
Why it's very significant it's very significant for us to be aware of the importance of waqf in our lives.
As you said, because it is a kind of a body work, we can say spiritual, religious work, so there are some conditions, we can say, about the property, authenticity of the property, purity of the property, we can say the pure intention of the waqf or the endower, we can say, and all these cases has to be taken into account. It is not like, for example, I don't know, the surplus or the money that you put in a bank, and at the end of the month you got the interest, and the interest higher, the higher the interest is, the higher would be the waqf that you put on the market. No, this is not so. And a person who is after, we can say, doing waqf, has to be religiously pure. His halal income has to be taken into account. And there are so many details to be taken into account when they are doing a waqf.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Dr. Fakhwani, you are a scholar, you are a professor at the university. Can, for example, a person endows his books somewhere as a waqf or something like that? I don't know. For example, you have a specific or precious books, for example, or manuscripts. Can you do waqf on them?
Yes, actually, for a bibliophile or for a lover of books, it's really not very hard, but it's a kind of sacrifice for such a person to donate his personal books that he has collected over the years to another place. In this regard,
would you do it yourself?
Yes, I've already endowed, I've already donated thousands of my books to the libraries of Imam Hussein's Holy Shrine.
Uh-huh.
Yes, very fine books.
That's right.
And I'm very proud of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel very happy in this regard.
Okay.
But...
So how is the process is being done? I mean, when you do a waqf book, for example,
yes,
to the library of Imam al-Hussein. Just
yes,
give us
actually,
a picture.
I take a pen and I write on the title page of the book or somewhere, I mean, appropriate on the book, that this book has been donated to the library of Imam Hussein's Holy Shrine.
Do you write it in English?
Yeah, in English or in Arabic.
Well, what do you say in Arabic?
No, it's equivalent in Arabic.
Okay. I know. What do you write on the title page?
Yeah, I write, waqf ala maktabat al-imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
That's all.
And that's all. Okay.
This
and
is a kind of waqf name, isn't
no,
it?
No, no. Waqf name is something totally different.
What is it?
Of course, it's a formal letter.
It's a formal
letter. It must have a beginning, a main text, and a conclusion. But in order to donate a book, in this way, it isn't that much, hard. Yet, it must be indicated that, to my knowledge, at least tens of important people, not only from Iraq, but also from other countries, even from the United States, donated their personal libraries to the library of Imam al-Hussein's Holy Shrine in Karbala.
That's all right. Okay.
And our purpose, not only mine, but those of other, donors of books to the library, this was our shared or common interest or common, purpose that after our lives in this world, still our books will be, will
the
prove helpful,
for the posterity.
At the same time, it must be indicated that, yes, it can be done with regard to one's books. However, as Sheikh Rouhani is present here, nobody is entitled to donate all his, possessions, just a certain portion. It has a certain, percentage, a certain percentage of one's properties can be donated to to a certain place. Because, it shouldn't deprive my children, for example, my wife and my children of my own properties. They do have some rights in this regard.
Yes.
So I have to calculate, for example, these books I don't need anymore. Or, for example, of these books, I have several copies.
So you have to observe justice among the family members and your...
No, rationality is the, is the basic criterion in this regard.
That's all right. That's really beautiful. And in this way, I think so many problems of the Muslim lands will be solved. Like, for example, poverty, lack of housing, helping the people in order to get married, young people especially, providing the dowries for the new girls who want to potentially get married, and so many other problems of the Muslim lands with the help of the administration and the government. This is important. Because in this case, as I heard in so many Muslim lands, in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, in Kuwait, in Islamic Republic of Iran, in Bahrain, in Iraq, we have so many big organizations in order to take care of the endowment and the waqf of the society. And I think they can help a lot because the people who want to do endowment trust them, give them the right power. And this giving power, we can say, is really important over here. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, What about you? Any other function of the waqf can you mention for us in the society?
Yeah, of course. One of the really important point here that should be mentioned is that sometimes we might mistakenly assume that when you do waqf or imbow something for the other people, it's a kind of loss. But you see, while it is a kind of income that you have for yourself, both spiritually and as I mentioned, also economically and let's say in this worldly life. So that is why for our people, for Muslims, it's really important that nowadays they should take it into account that they should do waqf, because waqf, as Dr. rightly mentioned, there's no need to imbow all your properties.
Yes.
Just part of it. But the good influences or the positive, let's say, impacts that it has on the lives of you yourself, mm-hmm. I mean, the waqf, and also your society, your people, your relatives, and the poor people, and also the rewards that it has for your hereafter life. We should consider all these different aspects and dimensions of waqf.
That's right.
And do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
So this way, of course, we can solve lots of problems,
yes.
Particularly for the youth, for the young generations who have lots of problems nowadays in different countries.
In order to be more familiar with the concept of waqf, I would like to introduce some books for you over here. Ahkam al-Waqf fi Shariat al-Islamiyya, written by Muhammad Obaid al-Kubaisi, has been also translated into Persian language. Based on the ideas and the fatwas of different denominations inside Islam, the concept of waqf has been tackled. Al-Mustalahat al-Waqfiyya, written by Ubaidullah Atiqi and Khalid Shu'aib, and this is another book. And also Ayatollah Jafar Subhani has written an outstanding book, Ahkam al-Waqf fi Shariat al-Islamiyya. This is again an outstanding book of which I invite dear listeners to go and visit and read out these books. And all in all, I could say that waqf and the public endowment and a specific endowment in Islam can really help to take care of the affairs of the Muslims, not only in your Islamic land, but all across the world. You know, it helps you to take care of the people and the poor Muslims and the people who are under the oppression all around the world. Thank you very much, Dr. Farhwani.
Welcome.
For a nice elaboration and explaining your experience of waqf. I'm Sheikh Rouhani. Thank you very much, too.
Thank you very much.
And dear listener, thank you very much, too, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا